Brother Gregory, I have another question for you. We have so many people who call themselves Christians today, but what makes you a Christian? Is it what you say or is it what you do? Many believers do not believe that we have to conform to the Ten Commandments any longer. Is that true? Can we keep sinning willfully and expect God to still allow us to enter into the kingdom of heaven?
This should be easy for everybody to see that a Christian is a follower of Christ. By definition, that's what he's doing. He's doing what Christ said. And of course, like I've said, Paul preached Christ first. So the people that Paul was preaching to were already heard what Christ said and were trying to do and follow what Christ said. Matthew 7:21 says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." Paul's already told people that because he preached Christ first. Matthew 24:5, "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many." And Luke 4:46, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? If you love me, keep my commandments." It goes on to say, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him." John 15:10, "If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." Matthew 19:17, "And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments." These are the words right out of Jesus' mouth. "Ye are my friends if you do whatever I command you. He that saith, I know him, that keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." If you want to be forgiven, you can't just believe, you have to forgive others. Christ was explicit in this. The apostles said the same thing. When people say, "Well, we believe in Jesus, but we don't want to forgive others. We want to take from others. We want to covet other people's goods." Those are not real Christians. I mean, there is the good news and there is the fake good news. Yes, you do not earn salvation. No matter what you do, God will never owe you salvation. But if you're not keeping the commandments, if you're coveting your neighbor's goods through the agency of governments, or if you're killing people or you're murdering people without real self-defense involved in that situation, there's something seriously wrong with the fact that you think you're a Christian. Your faith comes into question if you continually not abide in the ways of Christ and the early church. Again, we have to go back to the early church, see what they were doing. What was the conflict between the early church and Rome? Christians would not sign up for the free bread of Rome that was offered through the temples of Rome, through the government temples of Rome. And they took care of one another through faith, hope, and charity. That's a different thing than what we see many Christians doing today, although you'll find some Christians with that spirit dwelling in them in almost every denomination. And we should call them together, because that's one of the things that Christ encouraged us to do, to come together, so that we can begin to take care of one another through those free will offerings, through that charity that was so predominant in the teachings of the early church, that took care of all social welfare through faith, hope, and charity. That was the way. That's what Christianity was called, the way. And that's what the early Christians were doing. And the modern church has gotten away from that and turned that job over to governments, which has produced a great disaster in the economy, in society, and in what has been known previously as the church. And there is need of repentance.
Hi, this is Daniel. I am a contact minister for His Holy Church in South Africa. Christ commanded us to repent, for the kingdom of God was at hand. Find out if seeking the kingdom is more than just going to church on Sunday. Join the Living Network and go to our Facebook page at Preparing South Africa for more information.